A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samondo UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our discussion and meditation, we're considering the epistle of Paul to the Colossians, chapter number 1. We read verses 1 and 2. The Bible says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colos, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The Message translation of that passage says, I, Paul, have been sent on special assignment by Christ as part of God's master plan. Together with my friend Timothy, I greet the Christians and stalwart followers of Christ who live in Colos. May everything good from God our Father be yours. Amen. From this greeting, from this introduction words of Apostle Paul to the brethren and the saints in Colos, there are certain basic points I'd like us to pull out and look at this morning. Number one, Paul said, I am an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. The Message says, I, Paul, have been sent on special assignment. One major reason why Paul succeeded excellently well in his responsibilities and duty as an apostle of Jesus Christ, though he did not see Jesus physically, he was not part of the disciples that followed Jesus from the beginning. Do not forget, in Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 1, after Jesus had ascended into heaven, Peter gave a message that of all the men which have accompanied with us, which had followed us, that when the Lord Jesus Christ went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John, one of them should be chosen to be a witness with us of the resurrection of Christ Jesus. When they were about to replace Judas Iscariot, who fell for the reward of iniquity. And so who to be chosen was one who had followed Jesus from his baptism. So Matthias, who eventually was chosen, had followed Jesus from his baptism. Back to our point, Paul the apostle did not follow Jesus. He was saved after Jesus had ascended to heaven, but no other apostle recorded as great a result or testimony like Paul the apostle. Why did he succeed so excellently? We could see from this verse number 1 of his epistle to the Colossians. He said, I have been sent on a special assignment by Christ. Paul recognized his special assignment after having had an encounter with Jesus on the way to Damascus. He recognized the assignment that God has given to him, and he stayed on that assignment. His life and ministry was very productive and fruitful. As long as he remained on the assignment that God has given to him, he said, I have been sent on a special assignment by Christ. Dear listener, you must also understand the special assignment that to which you have been sent. All of us and each of us is on assignment. We are each on a specific assignment by Christ. In Christ Jesus, as a believer in Christ, you are on a specific assignment. Your assignment may be that of administration in the house of God. Your assignment may be that of help. It may be preaching. It may be to minister to a particular set of people. Whatever the assignment may be, it may be to teach people. Your assignment may be to encourage people through the ministry, the music ministry, a songs ministration, whatever the assignment. If you are going to succeed like Paul, you must first acknowledge and understand the special assignment to which you have been called. You have been called into a special assignment. You have been sent on a special assignment. You must understand the assignment to which you have been called. That is point number one, recognizing your assignment. You have been sent on a special assignment. An apostle means someone who had been specially sent, specially commissioned and given an assignment. So what am I saying? You have been sent on a special assignment. You must recognize this assignment if you must succeed like Paul the apostle. Number two, he said, I'm the apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Nothing thrives in a man's hand like the will of God. A man who stays right in the center of the will of God for his life is the man who will prosper in whatever he does. Are you in the center of God's will for your life? What you are doing at the moment in the house of God, in your ministerial destiny, in the church as a worker, what you are doing at the moment in your chosen field or career, is it the will of God for your life, your relationship at this present moment, that brother you are going out with, that sister that you are in love with and planning to marry, is that the will of God for your life? Anything outside of the will of God ends in regret. It is the will of God in the hands and the life of a man that prospers. In other words, you succeed in the center of God's will for your life. Paul was able to achieve and accomplish great feats and great results because he was in the will of God for his life. Are you in the will of God for your life? Nothing gives a man peace and confidence as being in the center of God's will for your life. You have boldness, you have peace, you have confidence, you succeed, you excel at whatever you do once you are in the center of God's will for your life. Let me wrap it up. You must understand your special assignment or the assignment to which you have been called. Understand the will of God for you and remain in the center of God's will. This is the key to a major success. And this, Paul the Apostle made clear to us in the first verse of his letter to the Colossians. In verse number 2, now he changed his focus from himself and the authority he had to the recipient of his letter. Who are the recipients? Paul said, to the saints and faithful brethren, the saints, the Christians and stalwart followers of Christ. If you're a follower of Christ, you are the saint of God. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your personal Savior, you are the saint. So you are that Saint Julius or Saint Gabriel or Saint Yemi or Saint Yemisi or Saint Kola or Bola or Tunde or Femi or Kenneth. You are that saint. Accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and your personal Savior has made you a saint. Although you have not been canonized by any organization, but you have become a saint in God through Christ Jesus and what he has done for you on the cross of Calvary. Christ Jesus makes you a saint. The Bible says he was made to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He was made to be sin for us. That is Jesus. He was made to be sin who did not know any sin, so that you and I might become the righteousness of God in him. In the Message translation of that verse of scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, the Bible says, how you say, in Christ, God put the wrong on him who never did anything wrong, so we could be put right with God. We are put right with God. So whoever has been put right with God through the shed blood of Christ on the cross of Calvary is a saint of the Most High God. You are a saint not because you are right, but because Christ has put you right. What a joy that Christ has put us right, that Christ has put me right. I am not right on my own. I am not righteous on my own, but Christ Jesus has made me righteous. Christ Jesus has put me right with God when he shed his blood on the cross, when he hung on that cross, and when he died, and when he rose again from the dead. I became the saint. You also became the saint of God. If you are a follower of Christ, after accepting him as your Lord and personal Savior. Secondly, Paul's letter to the Colossians was addressed to faithful brethren. Apart from being saints, you must also be a faithful brother, a faithful sister. How faithful are you? Do not forget, in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6, the Bible says, every man will lay claim on his goodness, but a faithful man who can find. How faithful are you? The letter to the Colossians is to the saints, those who have been made right with God through the death and resurrection of Christ Jesus, and those who are faithful. How faithful are you? Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, give me a clear understanding of my assignment, my special assignment, and give me the grace to stay in your will. I pray, Father, You give me an understanding of my assignment, a clear picture of my assignment, and help me to remain in the center of your will. Let me not stray away from your will, in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray again. Father, let me be found in the center of your will in every aspect of my life. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, I pray that I will be found in the center of your will in every aspect of my life. Let me be found in the center of your will as touching my career. Let me be found in the center of your will as touching my marriage relationship. Let me be found in the center of your will as touching my day-to-day affairs and lifestyle. Let me be found in the center of your will. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, help me to remain a strong follower, a committed follower of Christ, and let me be found faithful in you, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, make me a strong follower, a committed follower of Christ, and let me be found faithful in you, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let all that I do prosper as I remain in your will. Let what I do prosper. Let what I do produce results in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and sow a seed of prayers for Nigeria. Lift your voice and say, Father, let there be a divine turnaround in the affairs of this nation. Bring an end to the hardship and the adversity of this present time. Shall we pray in Jesus' name? Father, I pray that you will bring about a turnaround to the situation of our country, Nigeria. And Father, I pray that an end will come to the adversity and the pressure and the troubles of this present time. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the Lord will cause your eyes of understanding to be opened, that you will understand your assignment and you will remain faithful in that assignment. You will remain in the center of God's will for your life. You will not stray away from his purpose for you. I pray for the grace to remain a committed follower of Christ and to be faithful in all that you do. I pray in the name that is above all names that the hand of the Lord will rest upon you and it will give you the grace to remain in his will in every department of your life. And as you have prayed for Nigeria, there will be a divine turnaround in the affairs of this land, to the praise of the glory of the name of the Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Support Daily Impact with Grace Man with your prayers, and also support by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contacts. You can also support with your financial donation. Your gift can be sent to the Zenith Bank account number 12161600456. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Man. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Man Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day. The Lord bless you.